Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. The third movement of Franz Josef Haydn's Symphony No. 45 is a minuet, a dance that was a favorite of French kings and queens in the 1700s. The minuet is a very elegant dance performed by couples with music in 3-4 time. That is, you can count 1-2-3, 1-2-3 as you listen to it. Feel free to dance along with today's show. After a while, minuets weren't just for dancing anymore. Haydn and many other composers started using the minuet form as the third movement or section of a four-movement piece. Haydn put minuets into a lot of his symphonies, and Luigi Boccherini put this one into a string quintet, a piece for five instruments. Minuets found their way onto the stage, too, in operas, plays, and ballets. When 20th century composer Sergei Prokofiev wrote a ballet based on William Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet, which takes place way before the 20th century, he had the characters dance a minuet. There's a play called L'Arlésienne, or The Woman from Arles, in which the title character never appears on stage. Georges Bizet wrote music for that play, including a minuet. Back in the days when people actually danced the minuet, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart put one into a party scene in his opera Don Giovanni. As they dance, Mozart has the characters in the opera sing about what they're thinking. Some composers wrote minuets for family use. Johann Sebastian Bach put several of them into an exercise book he wrote for his children to practice their keyboard instruments. Because he and his father and brothers all played string instruments and liked to sit around making beautiful music together, Franz Schubert composed a whole group of minuets for the family to play. The minuet stayed popular for quite a while. In the 19th century, Czech composer Bedřich Smetana wrote one for a ball in his country. But the minuet was an antique by the time French composer Maurice Ravel got around to writing one, so he called it just that. Minuet antique. The antique minuet was the first piece of Ravel's to get published. He originally wrote it for piano and then made an arrangement for orchestra. The minuet was an antique to Ravel, but it wasn't exactly new to Haydn either. What was new was the string quartet. Haydn was the first composer to write those. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.